what they did do not. So there's a lot of there's a lot of hunters around. Do you see my hobby? that's my hobby. What? The lights. Yeah. for the development of the common path, and then the tantra path, the highest. It's a visualization meditation for the highest tantra path. That with that visualization, there's a very the most secret meditation, the tantra meditation to that which means possible, full enlightenment to achieve in a very short, brief lifetime or degenerate time, like those many past yogis in India or Tibet, achieving enlightenment. So. That's the meditation that goes with that is the very essence. That the central picture that is his Honest Dalai Lama's one of his gurus, younger tutor. there are two. Younger children, elder children, younger children. His Holiness has many other gurus, but I think this one, then there's another elder one, the main ones that His Holiness received many initiation or many teachings, the common ones. This is the one that I received first time when I heard the meditation on the path, not in Tibet, but when I came to India much later. So this is my root guru from whom I received the teachings, the commentary, and the graduate path to enlightenment. Then after that, then permanent other lamas I received. Then there's one frame. There's one frame there, many pictures, many portraits. Not all. not all the gurus, all the pictures not there. There are most of the pictures there, but not all. There's still few pictures are missing there. So those are one maybe from that one picture. one little bit round, little bit old picture looking, that one, one very high lama that happened in Tibet called Pabongka. I didn't meet that lama, but that lama passed away and did practice on the path. And complete the whole path, then gave teachings so many places in the Tibet, and became extremely well known, and wrote many teachings, gave many teachings on the gradual path to enlightenment, and then special tantra. So gave many teachings from his own experiences. Then, his teaching is one that normally we teach the graduate path to enlightenment, the basic teaching. So that's the teaching that normally, and in one tradition that many used, because it's very experiential, much details, and it's very presented very effective way. Maybe say dealing with people's life or how say mind, but I mean, there are many other teachings. many sadhanas, many even tantra meditations, prayers, or many things, many are composed by that Lama, Pabanga Tejimingpo. So that picture is because of that, it's kept there, but mostly the picture of a which looks a human, you know, picture of a human being, you know, that so most the my gurus that other than that, all this High Lama is an indirect guru, but all other lamas, you know, from whom I received teachings directly. There's, I think, some more pictures are missing to fill up slowly.
It'll take hours to move you around. It'll take hours to gather all your things.
That's right. Who? Who is that? Which one? What very long looking aspect of long face? With glasses, long face? Yeah, so it's cool. So yesterday what I was talking that the way to transform the problem, you see, in the happiness, which means that, you see, rather become an obstacle to develop the path, you know, to develop, you see, to attain the realization's path, peace, happiness, the full enlightenment, for sake of all sentient beings. for the sake of all sentient beings, the problem to, you see, become sporting rather interfering with sporting beneficial for that. Otherwise, beneficial for all sentient beings. It becomes a cause of happiness. using the problem to cause happiness to all sentient beings, including oneself. So, so as I mentioned, the it has to be obtained by this two thought. One is the thought interpreting the life situation as a looking at it as an interpreting or looking at it, looking at it as a, you know, problem, suffering, and then establishing thought, you see, you know, dislike, the you see, eliminating, stopping this thought, stopping this thought. That's one. The second one is the thought, you know, looking at the problems, looking at the life situation, looking, you know, looking at the problem as a, you see, pleasant happiness, and then so when that happened, so when that happened, then the thought establishing life, you see, it happens. You see, when one is able to look at the problem, the life situation or the problem pleasant, you see, happiness. When the problem appears, you see, appears as happiness, you know, pleasant, and then the thought of, you see, then thought, say, thought that likes to that, you see, that comes. So, second thought, that that we should look at the life, or the problem as a, you know, happiness, and you know, then likes that. That you see, then how how to do the how to how to, you know, how to eliminate thought that interpreting the life is a problem, and you see, looking at as a the you know, looking at a problem, there. Establishing the thought dislike. This the how to eliminate this. The first one, you know, how to obtain this. How to obtain this? You know, eliminating this thought. So one has to think. if one get habituated. If one get habituated, you see, looking, you see, purely, looking only side of the problem, looking at it only problem, looking at it only suffering. So, what it is, the relationship problem or unsuccess, or is it, sicknesses or whatever, you see, it happens, even the death. so looking at it, you see, only you see suffering, you know, looking, then it you see, even live the life, you know, with that thought, say, even get habituated with that thought, then the discomfort, the worry, fear, the discomfort it increases, you know, more and more. So it creates, it builds up the emotional pains or emotional sufferings, you see. The, so in the life, then you see, every single besides the you see the big ones, then even the very minor things or even very small things, then then you see say you know makes up you see as a huge problem. Mind builds up, you see, makes up, creates up as a huge problem, and so like this. what so whatever happens to the senses, you see, you see, in the appearance, then almost everything you see kind of appearing as a problem, becoming a problem, you know. then it becomes extremely, you see, it kind of it makes extremely difficult, you see, to find, say, happiness in the daily life, comfort, or relaxation, or, you know, whatever, all those things. So this is, so first one has to remember the, think the shortcomings. what happens if one, you know, if the mind get habituated with that thought, looking at the, it's the only problems, you know. Looking at the life situation, only problems. So the life situation, you see, big ones, and the even minor, the insignificant or even very small discomfort or things, then something that something that is not exactly, you know, what one like. then looking only at a problem, looking at it only problem. Then by remembering the short, remembering the shortcoming, and then you see making strong determination, strong determination that to not look at it when the problem comes, to not look at it. to not look at it. Look at it only problem. when some undesirable when an undesirable condition happens, then to not look. Make strong determination to not look at it as problem. And to to look at it, to not look at as problem, and to look at as pleasant and happiness. having very strong intention. You see, this is what I'm going to do. So, for example, in the morning, the beginning of the day, you see, beginning of the day, and then is having strong intention. This is what I'm going to do. So, by making strong determination, then you see, you see, attempting, to strengthen, attempting to strengthen one's own heart, you know, so the will, so you know, you see, to to make brave heart, you know, brave heart. you know, brave heart or brave mind, you see. so by thinking that way, then attempting to make brave heart with will. so if one makes strong intention for the, if one makes strong plan, strong intention plan, you see, if some problem comes, you see, and the undesirable condition happens, you see, and this is what I'm going to do it. So one has to have strong determination. attempt to develop, you see, the brave heart or the strong will. So, then one should think, no purpose. no purpose. there's no use. There's no use. No benefit. when the undesirable condition happens. When the undesirable condition happens, then to look at it as a problem. There's no benefit in that. to look at it a problem. and then what it, you know, afraid. there is no benefit in that. it is mentioned in the book, in the guide to Buddhasabha, Buddhasabha's life, guide to the holy being that I've been describing before today and the other days. so they call this holy being is called Buddhasabha. Hero, maybe. Bodhisattva Sanskrit, maybe the hero of enlightenment. What he's saying is that being has that being has the thought. You see, only cherishing only other sentient beings, nothing else other than that. Working only for other sentient beings, no other than that. There's no other than, see, working for only for other sentient beings, no other than that, you see. Then, taking, see, taking, not just wishing others to be happy, but taking full responsibility to free everyone from every single suffering and causes, and to bring to highest full enlightenment by oneself alone, No matter how long it takes time, no matter how many eons it takes time, no matter how difficult it is, I'm going to do it. taking responsibility to do this work for each, you know, you see, the living beings. They're numberless, infinite, you see, but taking responsibility to this work for each sentient beings. So, you see, on oneself, completely. So this thought, such this thought, taking full responsibility upon oneself to work for others. So this is, you see, what this is the real hero. The real hero, the real brave person. So this is the real hero. Hero is a hero by having this, you see, breath mind. Breath mind, you see. Taking responsibility of the work on oneself. So, arhatas, as I described the other day, those holy beings called arhatas, who are completely free from all the suffering and the causes, you know. these arhatas, who achieved the lower liberation, you see, the liberation of the lesser vehicle part, or you see, how to say, these arhatas, the enemy destroyed ones, they're completely free from all the whole entire, you know, the suffering and the death, the rebirth, all these things, and causes, the action and delusions, you see. But you see, they have to wish all sentient beings, see, numberless sentient beings, the numberless sentient beings, they have to wish the numberless sentient beings to be free from suffering and the. Should we say numberless sentient beings, not say what every single sentient being, those higher Buddhist servants, that has to that has to be checked. However, numberless sentient beings, numberless sentient beings, they wish these holy beings, having destroyed the enemy, these holy beings, they have the wish, you know, the numberless sentient beings to have happiness, to be free from to be free from all the sufferings. They have this, but what is but what is missing is to take what is missing is, you see, they have this thought of wishing, but what is missing is the brave heart, the taking the responsibility upon oneself alone. So they say, even without using alone, that additional word, taking responsibility on oneself, this is missing. This they don't have. To do the work for other sentient beings, you know, freeing them from all the sufferings, you see, to bring them and their, you know, ultimate happiness, you see, by oneself, even without saying alone, you see, by oneself. So taking the responsibility, of the work on oneself, so they don't have. So because yeah, they don't have. But the Bodhisattvas, you know, the hero of the Bodhisattva, the hero. You see, having the thought of enlightenment, but these holy beings, you see, have the thought to take the responsibility on oneself. So, besides that, besides taking the responsibility on oneself, then you see to do to do the works for every sentient being. You see, to bring to highest happiness, full enlightenment by oneself alone. So there's differences. the immeasurable compassion and the great compassion, there's differences. So these arhatas, these holy beings, who are free from the whole entire, you know, who are free from it, just who are free from is just from the the whole entire suffering and causes. So they have immeasurable compassion. You see, wishing number of sentient beings to be free from suffering. They have immeasurable compassion, but they don't have great compassion. But these holy beings, bodhisattvas, these saints, then they have great compassion. Great why? Not only that they have the wish everyone to be free from obscuration and sufferings, but you see, taking the responsibility to do that work by oneself. So, to do that work by oneself. So, because of that, then their compassion becomes great. So, what makes their compassion great is because the brave heart taking the responsibility upon oneself. Besides that, even the work to do by oneself alone. So, you see, it's very, very complete dedicated, extremely, great, you know, brave heart. The guide to Bodhisattva's life in this text advised by a great Bodhisattva, great, you know, saint, great Bodhisattva, Shantideva, this Indian pundit, explained, you see, cut off, you know, if it means the problem, you see, the undesirable condition, so whatever it is, you see, that that which makes one, you know, to be worried and afraid and all these things. if it can be cut off, then no need, you see, to establish, to be unhappy. So if it can be cut off, then no need to be unhappy. You see, no need to be unhappy. So what he's saying is this. You see, if the problem can be if there's solution, you see, if there's solution and there's a method to cut off the problem, there's a method to cut off the problem, then we see then no need to be unhappy. You see, if there's a method, then you just do, you just follow the method, you just do the method that which cuts the problem. So what he's saying is that rather you see this just being unhappy, just being disliked, unhappy with the miserable condition, then you see then even there's method but doing nothing, even there's solution but doing nothing, you see, for that, doing nothing, and then living the life constantly in the depression and in the